Welcome to the Vince Del Monte Podcast Show, where each week we bring you the raw and real experiences, lessons, and timeless principles every man needs to master the 5 M's of manhood. By sharing conversations with the world's most successful people pursuing the 5 M's, you'll build muscle faster, achieve a winner's mindset, increase your money, dominate your mission, and go the distance with your marriage. My name is Vince Del Monte, entrepreneur, author, pro fitness model, and father. And I've helped tens of thousands of men transform their bodies and lives through muscle, entrepreneurship, and personal development. Thank you for spending some time with me today. Now let's begin.
Just wanted to drop in here really quickly. Just got off of 4 hours of team calls and super excited for the day where you spend time building up your team and helping them become better so that you can keep working on your business and not in your business. But right now you're all in that state where you're working in your business. And I just want to quickly talk about the wrong mindset. I recently had a private message from somebody who wanted to drop out of this group and six-figure coach member. And essentially the message was, I feel like this group is too advanced. And I'll be completely blunt. There's really nowhere to go before this. This is as basic as it gets. And the specific concern was this. I don't even have my niche yet. Okay. So I just want to help reframe this for this individual. And I want them to see that as the exact reason why you need to be in this group. If you still don't have your niche figured out, that's not a reason to be here. That's a reason to stay here, because how are you going to figure it out without us? Does that make sense? So I'm not going to tag this person and single them out, because I'm sure it's a common mindset. And I'm going to be fully transparent. I can totally relate, and I'm coming from an empathetic spot, because when I was invited to join the $100 million mastermind, which starts up in 3 weeks in Beverly Hills, that's 85% sold out at $100,000 a head. When Joel invited me to join this group, I had a bit of, I don't know if it was imposter syndrome, but I definitely felt outside my comfort zone. I felt, man, I don't know if I belong in that group. Don't I need to get my business a little further ahead before I join? And again, Joel reframed this for me. He said, no, this is the exact reason why you need to be in the group, because you're going to get pushed. So let's play this scenario out for this individual. Now, some of you might be thinking this is too basic for me. I'll address that later in another video. But for those who might thinking this group is going too fast, or I don't even have clarity around this yet, or I have so much more to do before I should be in this group, I'm going to just stop you dead in your tracks. And that is a broke mind mindset. Okay. That is a mindset that is finding reasons for why you don't deserve to be successful. And you're not framing this opposition as opportunity. So what's the opportunity here? It's to get pushed to figure out what your niche is. And what better environment than to figure it out with a group of people who are currently figuring it out themselves. So first of all, I want to make just clarify, not everyone in this group knows what their niche is. Tomorrow night, we're going to do that. You know, we've only been together for 2 weeks. It's kind of like me dropping out of a fitness coaching program because the coach asked me to cut back on my carbs. And I'm like, well, that's just like too advanced. I think I'm going to just like try and figure this out on my own. Then I'll come back to you. No, now I've got skin in the game. Now I've got a supportive coach who can kind of tweak things for me to help me finally figure out something that's been holding me back all these years. So this group is not intended to slow you down. This group is not intended to make you question if you're in the right place. It's designed to force you to address things blocking your growth. And I want you to avoid this wrong mindset. There will be times in the group where you will see individuals who are just moving faster than you. That is not an indication that you need to go to a lower level group. All right. Remember my example about being a runner when my coach put me in the fast heat? And I said, coach, this was in grade 12, okay? Grade 12, skinny Vinny. I said, why did you put me in the fast heat? I'm going to come dead last. And he goes, huh, When you came to me earlier on in the season, you said you wanted to run a personal best in the 1500. That's what we're here to do tonight. And I said, oh, gotcha. So I actually didn't come dead last, but I definitely came in near the back. All right. But guess what happened? If I'd gone, so what happened was I got pulled to my best time. I ran a 408. It's not that great, but it was my personal best. I ran a 408 1500 in Orillia, Ontario on a Wednesday night. And if my coach had said, I'm going to let you off the hook and I'm going to let you run in the slow heat, I probably would have won the heat, but I wouldn't have run a personal best. Again, are you here to run a personal best, or are you here to be the top student in the super basic group? And you really got to see everybody in this group as people who are going to pull you along. They're going to push you. If someone figures out their niche in a week or 2 weeks or an hour, try and figure out how did they do that. You know, what resource did you, you watched the same resource that I did. You know, try and figure out, like, how can you adopt the same result, experience the same results? Ciao.